life. Are you growing with it or feeling left out? Either way or in between, you're in the right place today with the host of Change Already, Your Future, Your Choice, Jillian. She's an award-winning author and radio personality. She's warm, she's fuzzy, and she's got an attitude.
Welcome. I'm your host, Jillian Moss-Backman. How many of you listened to the show last week? I did a show on the art of being, and I talked about being in that place of just a holding pattern, and it drives you crazy, doesn't it? I mean, when you get to that point where you just have to step back and regroup and think about what's going on, and you push and push and push, and you have to get quiet in your head. Well, at the end of that show, I was talking about, I knew that I was coming to the point where I was ready to pop out like a jack-in-the-box, like the kid's toy, jack-in-the-box, ta-da, here I am, and start on my way of inspiration and explode to the next level of where I wanted to go next. And I'm happy to say that I'm out of that space. I love that show, though. If you didn't listen to it, go back and listen to it. Of course, it's at Change Already, Your Future, Your Choice. And I think I said I'm doing nothing or labeled it something like that. Go back and listen to it. And, of course, all the other podcasts are there. Catch up if you want to. There's a lot of good shows in there. During that show last week, I didn't have a chance to talk about the summer solstice. I love the summer solstice because that's a big red flare up in the air to tell everybody that warm weather's coming and the flowers are going to be blooming if they're not already around your place. And where I live, it's the big signal to go. Get out of your house and enjoy the weather as long as you can, because where I live in the Midwest, in Chicago area, it don't last long. So you got to get out there and be happy and revel in the joy of sunshine. And for me, I head to the hills. I mean, I'm heading to the hills. I said last week that I spent some more time out there, and they're just this gorgeous national park right around the corner from where I live. And I spend a lot of time there. And, you know, I was reading an article, I think about a year ago, and they were talking about how challenging it is for people to get out in nature nowadays. I think because so many people live in downtowns and they don't have the opportunity, like I do, to just jump in their car and be there in 20 minutes. Isn't that sad? And in this article, it talked about how the children that are growing up now don't know how to plant plants. They don't understand greens. They're afraid of animals, and they're afraid to get out outdoors because they just don't know how to do it. That's so sad, isn't it, when you think about it, because we live amongst the plant community and the animal community, and one of my favorite parts about going out to this park around the corner is that I never know what I'm going to see. It's like a free-for-all of insects and wild animals. Now, when I'm talking wild animals, I'm not talking tigers and bears and things like that. I'm talking about normal wild animals that live right down the street from me. Turkeys, pheasants, ducks, a snake or two, some spiders, and, of course, rabbits and opossums, deers and raccoons, and the most unbelievable kind of cranes in these water-filled forests that you can imagine. And, you know, us humans, we have a lot to learn from them. And, unfortunately, we're getting so separated from nature. I think we've lost their quiet, unspoken way that they intermixed with human beings, and we haven't taken the time to pay attention to what they're trying to tell us. And folklore says that each one of those kind of wild animals have special traits and qualities that make them survive in the environment they live in and actually thrive in their natural surroundings. You can go so far as in folklore and find that these techniques and survival and thriving modalities and techniques that they've learned in the forest can be applied to human beings. Now, that takes a bit of imagination and a little bit of trust that the folklore, it's called animal totems or medicine, animal wisdom, all different kind of names. But if you're willing to expand your mind and think about learning from the animal community things that we may not know about ourselves but are right in front of our noses, we might be able to find something. For instance, I was out in the fields this last week and there were dragonflies everywhere. I love the dragonfly. I hope that you're able to be around them as well. You know, you never know when they're going to pass through and just make an appearance. I was talking to a friend the other day, and we were talking about it, and sure enough, she started giggling. I said, "What the heck happened?" And she said, "You'll never believe, a dragonfly just went by," and me in my inquisitive ways, "Well, what color was it? Where did it land? What did it look like? What was it saying?" She just kind of, and quietly at the end of the phone went, "I have no idea, Jillian. I have no idea." But before the show, I hope that you were able to do the assignment that I asked each one of you to do, which was go to the flash drive part of my show on Blog Talk Radio. And if you watch it long enough, the flash drive will show a album that I uploaded from dragonflies. So I was able to capture some of these images out on nature, and I uploaded them for you. So I hope you were able to take a look at each one of those, because that's what I'm going to talk about today. If you didn't have the opportunity to do that, I'm going to go through the whole process right now. But during the break, you can go back and look at Blog Talk at Change Already. And you should be on their page already. Go ahead and look at those dragonflies. Now, you're already going to have the information, but try to be as neutral in your mind as possible. So what I decided to do was really take a look at what dragonfly medicine means and some of those things and how we can apply them to our own daily lives. And it was so funny because dragonflies are about change and transformation. Go figure, right? I uploaded several questions I wanted you to think about after you watched the dragonfly. I wanted you to know what, I asked you what color dragonfly appealed to you the most. Which picture made you feel something inside? Were you really looking or did you feel something different than just the image of the dragonfly? Were there any particular messages that were coming to you, and how do you feel about each specific color? Dragonflies are about the essence of winds of change. They represent wisdom and enlightenment, lightness and joy. Now, they're ruled by two elements, if you know about the five elements. The two that they work with is water and air. Water is our emotional feelings, and air is about control, intelligence, and maturity. They help you through times of transformation, which seems to be overwhelming everybody right now with everything that's going on globally and personally. It seems like a lot of people are going through huge transformations. The great thing I like about them is they also alert you when illusions and deceits are coming. They're connected with the little spirit friends of nature, if you know what I mean. And here's an interesting fact I found that I didn't know. They're associated with the number two. Now, I'm big in numerology just because I think it's an interesting aspect rather than zodiac and everything else. You kind of look at all the puzzle pieces. So it suggested that you look at things in terms of two-year periods or 2 days, 2 weeks. So when you're putting a change in place, think about the number two. So here's what I decided to do. I took a look at those four pictures. There's four in the album. It's blue, brown, yellow, and red. That's not the order, but that's where we are. And I decided that I would write my own intuitive perspectives on what I was getting for each color of the dragonfly. I'm going to go through each one of them, and I'm going to read them specifically because I wrote specifically for each one. So what I want you to do is, if you already did the assignment, pay attention to the color that you were drawn to, but realize we're all perspectives of all the colors I put up. After we're done with the show, I am going to upload that on my website at Jillian Moss Backman, JillianMassBackman.com. If you want to look under the category of contemplation of it, that's where this information is going to be in written form with the pictures, so you can follow along or pass it on as you like. The only request I always have is please give me a tagline. This is my own original work, and I would prefer that people know that. I don't think that's too much to ask, do you? Okay, I'm going to start with the blue one. Here's what I got on the blue one. These are things that you apply to your own personality. You're mesmerizing and proud, as if you glow in the dark. You capture other people's attention in an instant. But here's the question you have to ask yourself. Are you holding their attention long enough? You're small, agile, and quick. And change for you is as easy as the wind changes direction. You're comfortable from moving from one natural theme to another. And you seem to know the environments you're in, and you can blend in, and you know which one to stand out with. But the question you need to ask yourself, are you wise enough to know the difference? As I said earlier, dragonflies represent both water and air. This little specimen represents water, ocean, blue ocean, the essence of fluid, of change, and communication. Communication is essence to blue. You need to watch what you say and watch how the crowd reacts to what you're saying. Be very conscious of what you put out in the world and hold yourself back when you know when you may have difficulties. This little guy had trouble staying in one place. The question becomes, if you were attracted to the blue one, are you able to stay put when things get rough and changes are needed to stay mobile where you're at, and when you're confronted with difficulties, or do you just keep moving? The red. Of course, the red is the epitome of fire. It's that grand announcement. I have arrived at the party. Please pay attention to me. You have no problem being the leader of the pack. In fact, you prefer it that way. Listen, everybody needs a good leader in front of the pack. However, dragonfly medicine rules the energy of emotion, and it warns each one of you that are attracted to the red dragonfly to watch for signs that you might be toppling over into the red zone. The red zone is when people become your prey and you transform yourself into the bird of prey. Be careful not to use deceits of all kinds. Reds are very good at it manipulating emotions, both externally and personal reasons. Watch out that you don't become too heavy-handed with the air. Remember what I told you about air is control, and there's a level of maturity. There's a fine balance between maturity and control. You like to surround yourself with lively other creatures, but you don't want them to steal your thunder. Make sure that you find a crowd that you work in that's comfortable with you being a great leader in the front. Let me warn you, however, air also brings intelligence to the place where you almost become ignorant. Red dragonflies bring fire to the place of fun to the party. Just make sure, little dragons, that you know your limits and keep safe distance from that burn. Brown. Brown is the third one that I uploaded. You're sleek and you are a master of an illusion. You appear as one color and then you're not. In the sun you look brown, almost amongst the trees you may look green. From the outside world you can't tell if you're a bird or a butterfly. No one really knows except for you what the illusion is that you're transparent. You're methodical in your thoughts and you stay true to your source. You love the earth and the earth loves you. You love your well-worn territory and you stay very low to the ground. Your true home, however, is in the waterly jungle, primal and free. Danger is your mode of change. Soaring to the tops of the trees and diving at full speed. Though you like your patterns and they're well established, and you may be hiding camouflaged from within the leaves. Don't be fooled, however, to think and act as you wish, because my brown butterfly / dragonfly, others are watching among those trees. Sometimes you can be really stubborn and you refuse to change. It's time for you to see the world from another person's point of view. You want to seek out those parts of your habits that need to change. Force yourself to rise into the sunlight and let the wind carry you in a new direction. Let that current give you a new perspective you may never have seen. Even though words are not your strong suit and you enjoy action over words, never let your suit of armor, however it's not flashy to others, the brown dragonfly has an organic wisdom that can assist the rest of us to joy and lightness. They are the keepers of this quiet light among us. So, Browns, I ask you to share with the rest of us, share that joy, share that lightness. It may not be flashy, but it's oh so true. The last one I uploaded was yellow. I hope you take a look at all these pictures because they're magnificent in their own natural beauty. This one, I'm not saying that the rest of them weren't stunning, but this one is very hidden because at first blush, when you look at this one, it's yellow. But then you have to take a closer look in, and if you look on the wings, you'll see a rainbow of color glistening like gems in the sea. Yellow, too, craves water, which is emotion and passion. You either go from turbulent crashes or calm waves. You go from emotions from one extreme to the others. Yellow dragonfly wisdom tells us that you need to seek enlightenment. And transformation is the key to navigating this unpredictable storm you create along the way. For you, change is about learning to be adaptable in situations. You have to be aware of your natural surroundings. You have the innate ability to blend in or never be seen. Sometimes yellows prefer never to be seen. But what good is that when you're seeking enlightenment? Connect with those natural spirits right next to you in the weeds. They'll guide you on your way and help you when you need to hide out or pop out and make a grand entrance. I understand that the yellow dragonfly is not comfortable with standing out in the crowd. I suppose you could say they're the opposites of red dragonfly. But your multicolored spectrum emotions are right to fight. Break free from that self-imposed bondage of truth because you're usually right. The only one that doesn't know it is you, and the only one that's available to change it is you. So change, yellow butterfly. Come out of the shadows. Show us your grandeur of colors in the spectrum of light. Here is a poem I want to leave you with, and then I'm going to announce the nonprofit organizations that won the contest right after this short break. One sure way of knowing summer has officially arrived, detecting a blur vision from the corner of your eye, a multicolored dragonfly quietly buzzing by, a gentle reminder that change and transformation are soon to arrive. I'm going to talk about the nonprofit right after this break.
Looking for more? Welcome back. Here's your host, Jillian, warm and fuzzy with an attitude.
I know that break was a little longer. I mean, the first segment was a little longer than normal, but I didn't want to break it up. Could you tell I just had the best time writing those intuitive informations? It was like I was out in the forest, and I could hear these dragonflies saying, talk about us, talk about us. I know it sounds crazy. Even I think it's crazy. Anyway, and I do a lot of these stuff. But they were just so beautiful. I was like, I just have to share this wisdom of the dragonfly with the rest of you. I will have those reposted in the next couple of days at JillianMossBackman.com. Please go back and reread those. I'll have them in the full essence of intuitively what I got. But let's get back to the good stuff, which is the second part of the good stuff, which is the winners of the nonprofit organizations that I'm going to be featuring during the entire month of July. I was overwhelmed by the people that stepped up and wanted to enter into this contest. so blessed. There's so many people out there doing incredible things. But here are the winners that we came up with through the random drawing that we did. July 11th is going to be kicked off because next week is the 4th, so I decided the 11th would be the best one. And we're going to start with the medical category. And this organization is called the Amelia Foundation from Chicago, Illinois. And they work with people who need prosthetics and can't afford one of these. Wait till you hear this story. It's unbelievable. These prosthetics that this organization is helping people get that need them are works of art. They literally use an artist to paint veins and nails and just almost even wrinkles in certain things. But you cannot believe the astronomical cost of how much it takes to get one of these beautiful items. So that's July 11th. The next week, July 18th, in the children category, the Children's Wall of Tears from California was chosen. This is a husband and wife team that's been working on a mobile installation for children, and it's a wall, and it has all the names of children who have lost their lives to abuse and violence. And I have to admit, it was really hard to talk to them. I'm glad that we can showcase this, but it was just so sad because their goal is to get everyone's name on this wall that deserves it and to move the wall across the country, spreading the word of change for our children's sake, of legislation, and really putting the abuse and violence that takes these children's life to the top of the list of what we need to do in the world. Now, the next ones I don't have dates yet, but I will tell you who they are. The social category is Repairers of the Breach in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, another great organization. And this organization is assisting the homeless in working hours from, I think it's 7 to 5, 7 a.m. to 5. Don't quote me on that. We'll find out specifically when they're on air with us. And what they do is they offer program and services during working hours when normally the rest of the homeless shelters are not available for people that are lost in the system and have nowhere to go. Another amazing organization that's working with a specific crowd of people that need our assistance so much. And the last one is Sam Bass Theater. And this is the arts category. And they work in Round Rock and Austin, Texas area. This organization is opening the doors to youth in the area and inviting them to come in to learn all aspects of the theater, including on and behind the stage work, and they're putting on regular plays. It's free of charge to any of the children that want to come and work and learn about the theater. As you know, I'm a in the arts, and I think we're really losing our way on this creative aspects of our children. And it's open to the public, and you can attend any of these plays that they have. I'm so excited about this series, and to be honest with you, I was quite humbled to talk to each and every one of them because they were so grateful. And what I'm going to try to do is at least mention the other ones that were in the categories that I can't focus on. But remember, as Dragonfly Medicine tells us, change doesn't have to be difficult, but it is necessary to grow. I'll see you same place, same time, high noon, Block Talk Radio, next week. We won't be on, but we'll see each other on July 11th. We're starting my first nonprofit organization for July.
Thanks for joining Jillian today. Don't miss her famous at-home personal enrichment lessons. You can complete them on your own time to accelerate your personal change. They're simple and nothing like you've experienced before. Just like Jillian, warm and fuzzy with an attitude. So change already.